أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون. In the previous ayat we read, when the person was killed and they wanted to know who was the murderer, and they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua to Allah so that they could know. In reply, Allah Ta'ala said, slaughter a cow and put a piece of flesh of that cow on that dead person, and he will come back to life and say who his murderer is. Thus the Bani Israel, na'uzu billah, made a joke out of it, and they say, what connection has the information of the murderer got to do with the slaughtering of a cow? That all we had discussed in detail, and also that they made a joke out of it, and they could not understand this connection. However, Allah Ta'ala had given this command, and they knew now that we have to fulfill this command. So, and Allah Ta'ala said, أَن تَذْبَحُ بَقَرَةً, that you must slaughter a cow, a common noun, any cow, just slaughter a cow. Allah Ta'ala did not say, أَن تَذْبَحُ الْبَقَرَةً, that the cow, a particular cow. Allah did not define any cow. But then one of the other, which we learn another great lesson, which the Bani Israel had great, great weaknesses and lot of transgression in them. They did not just accept it and go and slaughter a cow, but now they went into the details of that. What kind of a cow is it? Is it the normal cow that we call a cow, or is it a certain type of a buck? They said that because according to us, a cow hasn't got these qualities in it. That you take a piece of flesh of the cow, you put it on a dead person and it comes back to life. So according to them, their minds worked too much in the wrong direction. That it must be some very special kind of a cow. So they went into great detail asking what kind of a cow is this. All the various aspects of the cow. Ulama have written from here that whatever command Allah has given us, fulfill that command. Don't go too much into the detail. How must it be done? Where must it be done? How? All the details. You're making life difficult for yourself. And here, as they ask the questions, Allah also put more specifications. And this made it more difficult for them all the time. So when we get a command to do something, fulfill that command as it is given to us. And don't go too much into all the detail. So they said then, O qalu ud'u lana rabbaka yubayyin lana ma hi. Bole ki dua kar hamari waaste apne rab se, ke batawe humko ke wo ghai kaun si hai. Then they said, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it looks like this is a very special type of a cow. Whereas Allah made it clear that Allah said, slaughter any cow. So they wanted to know now that which is this cow. Give us the details of this cow. And this also many times a person tries and show his piety in this. That I want to know all this and I want to know all that. But he's making life difficult upon himself all the time. And it is not piety. Piety is that a person simply submits to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Not to show that I want to know this detail and I want to know that detail, as it comes in many cases in our Sharia also, where the people ask for more details and made life difficult upon themselves. So anyway, when they asked this, then Allah's system also worked in that way and made it also for them that Allah now started specifying that cow as they wanted to. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارض ولا بك ولا بكر. وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ وہ ایک گائے ہے, نہ برہی اور نہ بن بیاہی, درمیانی میں ہے سے ہے. That they say, Allah Ta'ala said, this is a cow that is not very old, neither is it a very young one, but a middle age, in between the two. That is the type of cow now. When they wanted the test with more specification, Allah made it like that now. بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ in between that. فَفَعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. And again they were reminded, اَبْ كَرْدَالُوا جُو تُمْكُ حُكَمْ مِلَا هِ. Now do what you have been commanded. In other words, don't go and ask more questions now. We have given you the specification, not a very old calf, not a very young one, a calf, but an in-between one, a middle-aged one. So just do what you have to do. So yeah, according to this we learn that whatever command we are given, we should fulfill that command and not show. Like for example, it comes also that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and many people till now also, that Allah, if you made this faraz upon us, you made that faraz upon us, we would have done this, we would have done that. A person makes life difficult for himself. Deen is easy as we get the command of Allah Ta'ala, accept that command and fulfill it. And don't try and make life difficult upon oneself. So yeah, also this great lesson is taught, and as we will read in front, they asked more questions and made life more difficult upon themselves. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be the humble servants of Allah, what commands He has given us, to fulfill those commands and not show great piety and great taqwa from ourselves, from our side, that I want it this way, I want it that way, etc. And just fulfill the commands of Allah as they come to us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.